The community of Whistler is reeling after a fatal car accident on Highway 99 claimed the lives of three locals and injured another last weekend. The victims of the tragic single-vehicle car crash in the early hours of November 26 have been identified as 22-year-old Josephat Portillo, his 2-year-old daughter Natalia, and his brother-in-law, James Paguia. Iris Paguia Portillo, mother to Natalia and wife to Josephat, was also in the vehicle, and is currently in stable condition, according to police. The incident occurred just after midnight Saturday night, near the Daisy Lake Dam, Mounties said in a release. The vehicle veered off the side of the highway and hit a tree, police said. The collision is not believed to be criminal in any way, according to investigators. According to a GoFundMe launched for the victims, the family members were heading home from a church gathering when the accident occurred. Josephat, or Yosh, as he was known, was described as a dedicated family man with a heart of gold. The nicest kid in the world, said Jason Stevenson, branch manager for Lordco Auto Parts in Function, where Josephat worked for the better part of 2 years. He was always willing to help the customers and make their day better. He was never one to just find the parts and send them on their way. He would talk about their day and how they were doing. A tight-knit family, Josephat also worked at Nestor's Market alongside his brother-in-law James and his wife Iris. Iris' mother and another brother also work at the grocery store. Nestor's Market GM Bruce Stewart called the Paguia Portillos, just the loveliest family, that's the easiest way I can say it. A really kind, gentle and caring family. On Saturday, December 2, Nestor's will be raising funds for the family, with local Rotary members on hand to accept donations, and live music in the afternoon. Stevenson said Lordco will also organize something to support and commemorate the family at a later date. Losing James, Yosh and Natalie has already had a devastating effect on us here at Nestor's and in Whistler, and has changed the landscape forever, Stewart said. We send heartfelt love and condolences to the Paguia and Portillo families, and our thanks to the first responders. In many ways, the Paguia Portillos exemplify Whistler's diverse immigrant community. Active members of the church community, Josephat hails from El Salvador, while Iris immigrated to Canada from the Philippines as a child. In a 2021 article exploring the different cultural holiday traditions celebrated in Whistler, Iris told Peak she was looking forward to exposing her then-months-old daughter Natalia to the varied Christmas customs of her multicultural family. Half of my life was in Canada, and my husband grew up here, so we have the Christmas pajamas and those Western traditions going on, she said. There's definitely a pressure when we're trying to figure out how to mix these traditions and make it work properly without overwhelming her. At press time, the GoFundMe campaign had raised more than $66,000 of its stated $100,000 goal, more than doubling the original target of $30,000. Donate at gofundme.com/f/josephat-portillo-natalia-portillo-james-paguia. With files from Braden Dupuis.